Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is alive. Amen. He has risen forevermore. He's alive. Glory to God. Well, I hope you came to worship Him this morning. Amen. I know you came to see me and we see each other. Hello, everyone. God bless. We're glad that you're here. And I wanted to address something. I understand some people had questions about why or reason, you know, why people do not always get healed immediately. We're all recovering. We're all being healed. And that's why we're having our thing today, because I know if I opened it up, everybody would want to be here. And I know that there are a few others also that have just started being sick, by my understanding. And I talked to a couple people yesterday, and they're just kind of beginning some of this. And we don't want to take the chance, because how many know all of us are human? Amen. And we have mortal bodies. Our bodies are mortal. Right now, they're mortal. They're not immortal yet. So we are subject to this life. And yes, we have authority. And yes, we have freedom from sickness and disease. But sometimes, one reason is because we're human. God gave us a mortal body, and we have to resist. And so it's dependent sometimes upon our faith and where we are, and are we really, number one, recognizing that there's healing in the atonement of Jesus? Sometimes we fail to recognize that. We say, well, we're trying to believe, we're praying, but have we really filled our heart with the Word of God and the truth of Isaiah 53, 3 through 5, that He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief? And we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. Surely He hath borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was bruised for our transgressions. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. That's the good news. And I think sometimes that, you know, people get sick or are sick because we don't recognize, or we do not recognize this healing, the atonement that Jesus paid in completeness. Yes, you say, well, I believe that. I know. But yet we have a human body and we have to resist. We have to set ourselves in agreement with His Word and be persistent with our faith. And we can't allow the enemy. We have an enemy. His name is the devil. He comes, what, to steal, kill, and destroy. And he doesn't have that authority. And yes, we can walk ultimately in divine hell. But it's a process of walking with God in our faith, producing the things that are necessary, you know, and saying, Lord, where is my heart? Okay, so that's one reason. Of course, we know 1 Peter 2:24, His own self bare our sins in His own body and tree. We, being dead to sin, should live into righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And that's Peter looking back at Isaiah 53, 3 through 5. And we know that also Matthew 8, 16 and 17, when the even was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with His word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So we know, without question, Jesus not only paid the penalty for our sin, He also carried in His body the physical and mental sicknesses and diseases. When God allowed His Son to be brutally beaten and crucified, He was striking a death blow to all sin, sickness, and disease. And I know that you believe that, and we have taught that, and we are in that process of enforcing what Jesus has provided. Through faith in Christ, we have complete wholeness in every part of our lives. Isaiah and Peter both confirmed that. Jesus paid the price for our total healing, period. He paid that price. And we have to be fully, the Bible says faith is what? A firm persuasion, being fully convinced. And we talked about where our faith, we have to continue to feed our faith. And when we are tested by the enemy, when he comes to steal, kill, and destroy from us, then it is our responsibility to say, yes, I recognize, Lord, the healing that's in you. And we don't blame God, but we say, Satan, you're not going to be the ultimate winner in this. Next time, I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to have my faith up there, and I'm going to walk free. Amen. How many know it's not over? You're still breathing. We're still moving forward. But that's the key. He is without question the one that paid the penalty. Second thing I want to say, we are in a physical body, and so that's one reason we don't recognize in the atonement. Secondly, sometimes we don't take time to rest. How many know when God created the heavens and the earth, when he was finished, he rested? And it's not a Bible commandment to rest on the Sabbath day, but it is a Bible principle of resting. You know, we see that, of course, in Genesis, where God finished his work, and he said, this is the seventh day God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had made. Now, I know that there is a rest also in our soul, in our mind, our emotions. Hebrews 4:9 says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And so there's a rest that comes in our heart, in our relationship with the Father. And when we're not in alignment in that full relationship with him, and we didn't take time to rest physically, sometimes we get our emotions up and so forth, and the enemy uses that against us. And 2 Thessalonians 1:7 says this, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. And sometimes when we get in, you know, we work ourselves, and we get into things emotionally, and we allow all ourselves to be up, we can open ourselves up to these things. So one reason that Christians get sick is because they don't take time to rest and relax. If we disregard the principle of rest, we make ourselves vulnerable to disease and a variety of stress-induced disorders. How many ever have stress in your life? How many know it can affect our physical body? But if we take time off, you know, and we find all work-related activity, we take that off one day a week, and we do something enjoyable, God's peace and health begins to permeate every area of our lives. Because we're not just a spirit, but we also have what? Emotions, our mind, our will, our emotions, and we have a body. And we've got to think about our body. Number three. So firstly, we want to remember that healing's in the atonement. Secondly, take some time to rest. Thirdly, is when we don't, sometimes sickness can come, when we don't deal with bitterness and unforgiveness in our life. You know, when a person comes to God with unforgiveness, bitterness, or known sin in his heart, we devalue the Lord's sacrifice and we open the door to sickness. All offenses result from one of two things. What someone did, right? Number one, what they did or what they failed to do. And sometimes we take offense or we allow bitterness or unforgiveness into our heart. And the people that we're close to are the ones who offend us the most a lot of times, and sometimes the most deeply when we're close to those people. And God wants us to confront and forgive those who offend us, letting go forever so unforgiveness and bitterness don't take root in our lives. We don't want to allow that. So we want to remember that we want to deal with offenses and unforgivenesses quickly and speedily in our life. And sometimes if we have not or we don't deal with that, sickness can attack us. And he said in Luke 17:1, "Then said unto the disciples, it is impossible, but that offenses will come." But that's the third thing I'm saying, is not dealing with unforgivenesses in our life, bitterness in our life, open ourselves up and hold offenses, which we don't do. But, you know, we can say that a lot of times, but sometimes we do. You know, everybody knows that, hey, that really hurt me or whatever, and that's emotional, as I said, and it could affect our physical body. Luke 17:3-6 says, "Take heed to yourselves. If your brother trespasses against you, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if you trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." And the apostles said unto the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this sycamine tree, be plucked up by the root and be planted in the sea, and it should obey you." So we want to remember that it is important to keep ourselves, what, in other words, walking in the love of God. Amen. Forgiving, releasing, confronting things, and getting all any unforgiveness and bitterness out of our lives and staying free. Number four is not putting an end to worry. How many people have ever worried in their life? I think all of us can say, well, at a time or two, I know God's faithful, you know, but we have that thing when we're devoid of experience, there's a tinge of doubt that seems to stay in our life, you know, and sometimes we worry, we let worry or fear affect us. It says, so another major reason Christians get sick is worrying, and left unchecked, worry can devour our joy, our peace, and even our health. God wants you to stop worrying and cast our concerns on him. Rather than worry, we have to draw close to the Lord and pray. Boldly ask for the specific things that we need and thank him for those and for answering us. Amen. Hallelujah. And when we do, the peace of God, the Bible says, guards our heart and mind, shutting out all anxiety, fear, and worry. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." And he's talking, he's saying, casting what? All of our care upon him, for he cares for us. He watches for us affectionately. And we've dealt with some of these things over time at different times. We've talked about it, but this is what the Bible says. And we know that some of these things can affect us. Amen. Philippians 4:6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, right, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and mind in Christ." Hallelujah. So that's the fourth thing. If we allow worry in our life. And number five, I wanted to say, not taking good care of your temple, our body. And that, of course, relates also to the rest, but our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, and we are not our own. We don't belong to ourselves. God calls us to glorify him in our body by taking care of and maintaining it. This includes eating healthy foods and exercising regularly. Although the benefit of exercise is temporary, the Bible says that we have an absolute duty, you know, to bring it under control and to keep it healthy. As part of what we are, we're stewards of our body, of this temple. And 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Hallelujah. We don't have much time left, huh? Like 5 minutes? Okay. Well, this is, I guess that's what I'm sharing today, because I had in mind to share a little, some other things about Jesus and his sacrifice. But here we see that we are the body of God. We don't belong to ourselves. And that was 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. And also chapter 3. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16 and 17 says, "Know ye not that you're the temple of God? The Spirit of God dwells in you. If any man defiles the temple of God, him God will destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple we are." And so we have a responsibility to take care of the temple of God. And 1 Corinthians 10, 31, "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." So even in our eating and our drinking, you know, we're to do to the glory of God. And when we, you know, can I say, well, I ate the whole bag of chips to the glory of God, you know? So it's something to think about, or our junk food, you know, and... You know, and in 1 Timothy 4:8, he says that bodily exercise profits little. Godliness, of course, profits to all things. But it does profit us. Why? It profits us in this life. Not in the next life, but a little exercise is good for you. Take a walk, whatever it is, you know, that you can do and that you believe God is leading you to do. And to be good stewards of our physical body. And when we are, health seems to continue to spring forth. So there's spiritual principles, yes, but if we violate natural laws, then we can also get sick. It's like if you don't go up and walk off the 3-story or 5-story building and just walk off, because I know God will protect me, right? Because you may have a fall and going down, you may say, well, it feels like I'm flying, but here in a minute, gravity's going to catch up to you. And that's what happens sometimes when we don't properly rest, we don't take care of our temple, we're not remembering all of the promises, you know, the promises of God as well as we should, and maybe we're allowing worry or unforgiveness in, and we say, well, I did cast it to the Lord, but you know, maybe we let down on some of our fellowship with the Lord, and we've allowed worry to come in, or fears and things like that, and those can affect our body as well. But we want to remember that, yes, even if we do that, when we repent, we're quick to repent, and we want to come back and say, hey, there is still healing in the atonement of Jesus. Amen. He was despised. He was rejected of men, and he did carry our sorrows. He carried all of our pain. By his stripes, we were and we are healed. Amen.